Und kapchesh mit weis. Omer le rab zeyra l'shami. Zeyra said to Hishamis, Yichavin v'tokeli. Have kavana and be tokeya. Al mekesover mashmiya boy kavan. That Rav Zeira held that the person who is blowing shofar has to have kavana. We'll see what kind of kavana. It could be kavana mitzvah srichas kavana. He has to kavana l'shei mitzvah, yichavin. Or we'll see it could be a different kind of kavana. Rashi yichavin v'tokeli. Tiskavin l'tkoa b'shmi l'hotzieni yidei chovasi. Don't be mechavin to be motzi me with the tkiya. Al mekasover mashmiya boy kavana meisei. Haya over achori beis haknesis o shahaya beis o samach lebeis haknesis. B'shoma kol shofar o kol megillah im kivin libo yotze im lav lo yotze. Okay, person's passing behind a shul or his house is near a shul and he hears shofar or megillah. If he's mechavin, then he's yotze. If not, he's not yotze. Where it says v'chichivin libo my habi. Hayich lo kol mechavin. Right, adaiti didai. The person who's blowing shofar is not mechavan to be motzi him. Right, the person blowing shofar is mechavan to be motzi himself. So how is he yotze? The person doesn't know that he's walking behind the shul or his house is next door. So Mara says, hocha b'shliach tzibur askin, the adaiti akulei alma. He's talking about a shliach tzibur who has in stam das for anybody who wants to be yotze. So he's motzi this person also. Toshma, niskavin shomeya, velo niskavin mashmiya, niskavin mashmiya, velo niskavin shomeya, lo yotze. Achi iskavin shomeya mashmiya. Right? The Brisa says that if the person's hearing shofar is not mechavin, or the person who's blowing the shofar is not mechavin, you're not yotze. But until both of them are mechavin, ktoni mashmiya, dum yidah shomeya. It's mashmiya, the same kind of kavana. Just like Mashomea Shomea Liasmo, the person who's hearing is Mechavan to be Yotze the Mitzvah himself. Because Mitzvah Srich is Kavana. So he needs Kavana to be Yotze. Af Mashmia Mashmia Liasmo. So too, the person who's blowing doesn't have to have Kavana to be Motzi the person who's hearing. He just has to have Kavana. He Motzi himself. Just like the Shomea's Kavana is only personal, so too the Mashmia's Kavana is only personal. Uktani Lo Yotze. Right, and it says, what's it called, that you're not yotze if you don't have, 1 second, this Tony Lo Yotze is not so posh with what it is. Right, only not yotze if he's not mechavin to be motzi himself. Right, but if he's mechavin to be motzi himself, the other person's yotze memela. So you see, you don't need kavana to be motzi. Tanoi, in Echonamitz Machlokas Tanoi, whether you need Kavana to be Motzi or not. Titania, Shomea, Shomea Liatzmo, Mashmia, Mashmia, Lefidarko. Right, that the Brisa says, a person who hears has to hear L'Shein Mitzvah, and the person who's Mashmia has to be Mashmia L'Shein Mitzvah, but not L'Shein Lahotzi. Om Reb Yossi, Vamedvarim Amir, B'Shea Tzibur. Reb Yossi says, it's only by Shliach Tzibur. Right, who anyway is mechavin to be motzi anybody that hears. Aval b'yochid lo yotzat shiskavin shomei mashmiya. But by a yochid, you're not yotzi unless you're mechavin to be motzi mamish. Okay, so there's no more Rashi here. There's a big machlokas here. We've shown him a few things. First of all, this halacha of being mechavin to be motzi somebody else. Right, what is it dependent on? Is it dependent on mitzvah shrichs kavon or not? In other words, according to Rabbi Yomar, says mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. That I don't even need kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah. I don't as long as I know what I'm doing, I don't have to know that it's a mitzvah. I don't have to have any kavana l'shem mitzvah. So l'chora, I don't need kavana to be motzi somebody else in the mitzvah either. Right? That's one shitas harishalim, and therefore the Rabbi Yomar holds that you need kavana to be motzi. It's only the Rabbi Yomar says mitzvah sriches kavana. But if you hold mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, you don't need kavana to be motzi either. You don't need kavana to be yotze, you don't need kavana to be motzi. Other rishonim learn, that's not tali zebezeh. That's what's it called. That's how the first way is the Rith learns. And the other rishonim learn, the Rajba learns, not tali zebezeh. That it's possible that you should hold mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, but this is a different kind of kavana. Even if you hold that you don't need kavana to be yotze in the mitzvah, But you can't be yotze with somebody else unless they're mechaven to be motzi you, because there's no connection between the two people. It's like a getter of a shliach. You can't be yotze with somebody else's thing unless he's mechaven to be motzi you. Then there's a kesher between your mitzvah and his mitzvah. Now, if the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, kriyas megillah for sure is like that, the mitzvah is the kriya, or the mitzvah is the tkiyah, so that makes sense. I have to blow shofar. I need a shliach to blow for me, so he has to be mechaven to be motzi me, and I have to be mechaven to be yotze with his tekiah. Kriyas HaMegillah, same thing. I have to read the Megillah. So if I'm not reading it myself, I have to have somebody else read it for me, so he has to be my shliach. But according to those shitas that hold that the mitzvah of shofar is not the tekiah, but it's the shmiah. I'm sure you spoke this out at some point. It's a shaila whether tekiah or shmiah. Right, but if you hold the mitzvah is the shmiah alone, then lechora, why do I need somebody to mechaven to be motzi me in the shmiah? I'm listening. So here again, the Chazon Ish says that you still need something to connect that tekiah with me. Now he's blowing your tekiah, it has nothing to do with me. I have to have some shaychus that tekiah. Just similar to what they say, we're going to get later, probably not today, but probably on Sunday, the halacha is a shcheirah shot of the cotton can't be motzi somebody in tekiah. If the mitzvah is tekiah, I understand, right? They can't be tokeah for somebody else because they're not bar chiyuv. But if the idea is just to hear a tekiah, then I'm hearing a tekiah. What difference is where it comes from?
Or a machine?
What?
Or a machine blowing air into a
shofar? Maybe it's a dimming. I'm not sure. Could be. Yeah. So could be that's not called a tekiah shofar b'klal. This is not a tekiah shelchiyuv. Could be a machine doesn't have a din of tekiah at all. Here, a human being is blowing shofar. Right, he's not blowing shofar in a way that you could be yotze. He can't be yotze the mitzvah, but it is a tekiah shofar. It could be a machine. It's not called tekiah shofar altogether. What?
A goy.
Right, goy may be same thing as a cherishot to the cotton. Yeah, there's no difference between a goy and a... So they say is that you need a tekiah shel mitzvah in order to create a tekiah shel mitzvah. You have to hear, but you have to hear a tekiah shel mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah is only hearing, but you have to hear something. So if you don't hear, if you hear something blown by a chayri shol tevakon, so that's not called a tkiyah shol mitzvah. You're not even hearing. So if you hold that the hearing is the mitzvah, so then why do I have to have somebody be mechaven to be motzi me? I heard a tkiyah coming from a bar chiyuva. So here again, but I have to hear a tkiyah that has a connection to me, and it doesn't have any connection to me. Okay, so those are two different shitas. One shita, therefore, is if we paskin like Rav Zeira, then we paskin mitzvah srichas kavana. According to the other shita, we could paskin like Rav Zeira and still hold mitzvah saint srichas kavana, but still you need kavana to be motzi. Somebody wants to be motzi. Somebody else has the kavana to be motzi him. If you don't need kavana to shei mitzvah, you need kavana between a motzi and a yotzi. Yes, Rabbi. That's this. What's the halacha l'maisa? Mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. Some rishonim paskin mitzvah srichas kavana. Some rishonim paskin mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. A little bit totally what we just said. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both days and says that the ikar is like the mitzvah d'yomus of mitzvah srichas kavana, and the Magen Avraham says that's only a mitzvah min haTorah, mitzvah d'rabbanon. We hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavan, even though lechatchili need kavan in all mitzvahs. But with the evidence, yotzei mitzvah the rabbanon, even without kavana, and mitzvah the raisa, mitzvah sriches kavana. And there's all different kinds of steerers in the Rambam. Sometimes you say mashma mitzvah sriches kavana, sometimes not. It's not for now. Okay, let's go on. Pahoyo kashu yori Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael. And Moshe picked up his hands by Melchemes Amalek, then Klal Yisrael were victorious. And when he put his hands down, then Amalek was victorious. Where it says, "V'chiyadav shel Moshe also smuchama shavur smuchama." Moshe's hands made or broke the war. And in addition to this question, lechora is also, then why did he put his hands down? Right? He had somebody hold up his hands, but if he knew that putting his hands down would make them lose, why would he put his hands down? Lomer lechok kolzman shor yisro mistakum klape malo mishab neslim lavim sheshemayim ay miskaber. When Klaus would look at Moshe's hands and take it as a sign. Marsha says usually you're supposed to daven in a low place. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening up on a mountain. Right? Even though it's not really, once it's Dalet Amos, it's not what's it called, higher than the other place, and it's a shetach of Dalet Amos, it's called a place by itself. So davening on a mountain is not called davening in a high place, because there's a shetach from itself. It's like davening in a bima. But in any case, Marsha says he wanted people to see. So Shemeshabed Levim Levim Shemayim. So when Klal Yisrael looked up and they were Meshabed Levim Levim Shemayim, they won. And then Moshe Rabbeinu had the koach to keep his hands up. And if not, if they weren't Meshabed Levim, then Moshe Rabbeinu's hands going down was a simon that they weren't Meshabed Levim Levim Shemayim. He got weak. Vimlav Hayu Noflim. Moshe Rabbeinu's strength and weakness came from Klal Yisrael. And when they were weak, his hands were weak. And when the people were bitten by the Nechashim Asrafim, because they spoke Lashon Hara against the Mon, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make a Nechash on the Choshes, or a Nechash, and he made a Nechash on the Choshes, and put it up on a staff, and the people looked up at it, they would get healed. Or even a yachid, but they can't be motzi anybody. Somebody's not chayiv himself, can't be motzi somebody else. You have to be chayiv to be motzi someone else. And we explained already, even if the mitzvah is only shmiya, but you need a shmiya that's from a bar chiyuva. It has to be a shmiya of a tkiya that comes from a bar chiyuva. Rashi. No Rashi. Boyakashi Yoram Moshe Yodo. There is no Rashi over here. It's just I have a reason why it's like that. Most of the Mepharshim learn very posh. What's this mission doing here? It's a continuation of what we came before. Since we learned before, that you could have two people passing by a shul. One's Mechavan is Yotze, one's not Mechavan, he's not Yotze. Same thing over here. You have two people looking up at the Nochan Shanachoshes or at the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. One's Mechavan and Meshabed Libo L'Shamayim, and he's successful. And somebody else's, look, he's not. There's only one problem. Then it should be the end of the Mishnah before. It shouldn't be a new Mishnah. And I think that's why Rashi put V'hoya Kashayorim Moshe, it's a new Dibra, it's a new Mishnah. It's not the continuation of the Mishnah before. So then, what's it doing here? Now, the Chora, it should be the end of the other Mishnah, not the beginning of this one. I want to tell you, it's just the opposite. It has connection to the end. Cherishot of the cotton. Right? A Cherishot of the cotton, if you look at them externally, right, you could have a big cotton too. Right? The kid who's just 12 years, just almost bar mitzvah, or sometimes kids look, you know, who knows what. So, you could look at them on the outside and they look like they're fine. Except there's something beyond the surface that makes them puzzle. So too, what's it called? The whole idea of Moshe's hands and Nochash and Nechoshes was because the people looked at the things as they were on the surface, the externals, and they didn't realize what was behind it. They asked, is the Rabbanu Shalom with us? That was the chait of by Amalek. Right? And that's Amalek too. Amalek only sees the externals. They don't see what's on the inside. And the same thing goes with the Mon. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom said the Nochash and Nechoshes because they were Kofui Tova. Right? They didn't see that. They had the external Chisronos that they complained about the Mon. They didn't see the internal benefit. So that's the same thing with Cherishot of the cotton. Right? You have here you see things that if people looked at the hands and thought they were making or breaking the war, then they weren't, but they realized that the hands were tefillah and it was the Rabbanu Shalom behind the scenes, then they won. And that's the same thing as Cherishot of the cotton. It goes with that, not with what came before.
This was the Mechama of Pasha Zohar?
Yeah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol Chayovim B'tkiya Shofar, Kohanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim, Gerim V'Avodim Meshuchrorim, V'Tumtum V'Adriginis, U'Mishachetshu Eve V'Chetshu Ben Chorim. Everybody's chayiv in tkiya shofar, kohanim, levim, yisroel. The Gemara's going to discuss what was the havamina, geirim, avodim, meshuchrorim, right? But an eved who's not meshuchr is a din of an isha, and he's potter from shofar, just like a woman's potter from shofar. Tumtin and andriginus are suffic, whether they're males or females. And a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin, even though the chetzi eved is potter, the chetzi ben chorin is chayiv. Tumtin eno motzi loes mino veloes eno mino. A tumtum can't be motzi, not somebody who's exactly like him, and surely not somebody who's not like him, as a man. He can't be motzi a man, and he can't be motzi another tumtum. Why? Because tumtums, all of them are different. Tumtum is a guy, you don't know if he's a male or female, his genitals are covered up, Sometimes you can give him an operation, find out he's a male. Sometimes you'll give him an operation, find out he's a female. So he can't be motzi even somebody who's like him, because maybe he's a female and the other guy's a male. Androgynous motzi es mino, and androgynous, they're all the same. Either they're males or they're females. Right? An androgynous, shayu. So so he could be motzi another androgynous, because whatever he is, the other guy is. Avaloes she'eno mino, he can't be motzi a man. Misha chetzi ever v'chetzi ben chorin, eino motzi loes mino v'lo she'eno mino. A person with a half eved, half ben chorin, can't be motzi anybody, because the eved part is not chayiv, so he can't be motzi. And the ben-chorin part is chayiv. So he can't be motzi anybody. He can't even be motzi himself, according to some shitas. He can't blow for himself, because the eved part is being motzi the other part. It's mashma from here that a woman also can't, well, a woman can't be motzi a man, that's for sure. A woman can't be motzi a man. She's not chayiv and shofar. Okay. Okay. Omar Mar. Now we're going to go back, and we're going to, discuss this later in more detail, the tumtum, the androgynous, or whatever. But let's go to the first part. Now the Gemara is going to go over this braisa so piece by piece. Omar Mar, Hakol Chayom B'Tkiya Shofar, Kohanim Leviim V'Yisraelim. Pshita. Right, of course. Ihani lo mechayv, iman mechayv. If Kohanim Leviim V'Yisraelim are not chayv, who is chayv? Torah gave a mitzvah, who's it for? Whereas Kohanim Itzrichle. Kohanim and Leviim are the chiddush. Solka Daita Chamina, Hoi Luxiv Yom Trua Yalochem, Mandalesi Ela B'Tkiya, Dechad Yuma, Huda mechayv. Vahani kohanim hoel v'yisnu b'tkiyos d'chol ha'shona d'chzivu t'katim b'chatzrotzos ala lo seichem eimelo l'chayivu kamash molan. I might think that only a person who has to hear shofar once a year is chayiv and shofar. But somebody has shofar every day, right? They blow the chatzrotzos every day, so maybe that he doesn't have this special mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. Tzmor says, midom, mihosem chatzrotzos v'och ha'shofar. What's the dimin? Over there, the mitzvah is chatzotros. Over here, it's shofar. So why would I have a havamina? Because they have a mitzvah chatzotros every day by the karbanos. They should be potter from shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What does one thing have to do with the other? Ela itzrich. No, different reason why. More has charata from that. Sol kadai techamino hoya usnan. Shova hayovel Rosh Hashanah. Litkiel lebracha. Since there's a hekish or a gzeris shova between yovel and tkiel shofar of Rosh Hashanah. In the next parak, we're going to learn the brachos and the tkiyas are the same, and we learn one from the other. So there's a kesher between shofar of Yovel and shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Man de ise the mitzvahs hayovel ise mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. The one who all the mitzvahs of Yovel apply to him, the mitzvah of shofar applies to him. The hani kohanim hoyovel esnayo the mitzvah of the Yovel, right? And since the kohanim don't have all the mitzvahs of Yovel apply to them, Disnan, Kohanim Leviim Mokrim La'olim V'Goalim La'olim. A Kohen and a Levi, Rashi explain what that means, can always sell and always redeem. What Mashen can, a regular Jew, the halach is different. Ein ba b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah lo v'chayiv u'kamash malon. So I might think that they're not chayiv in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, because they're not chayiv completely in the laws of Yovel don't apply to them equally similar to what applies to a regular Jew. So I might think that that they're potter from Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, since there's a hekesh between Yovel and Zereshovel, really, between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Kamash Malon, no, that prat doesn't apply. There are other pratim also doesn't apply either. Okay. Rashi. V'avodim mishuchrorim, al avodim lo. Avodim who are not set free are not chayiv and shofar. T'chol mitzvah she'ein ha'isha chayeves bo, ein ha'eved chayev bo. Any mitzvah that a woman's not chayev, an eved's not chayev. And a woman's not chayev in tkiyah shofar because it's mitzvah se'ishas man grama. The tumtum v'andriginis she'em ezocheru. Tumtum v'andriginis can't be motzi other people because maybe they're not males, they're females. U'misha chetzi ha'eved mishum tzad chayre shebo. Right, what's it called? The tumtum andrigus are chayiv to hear shofar because maybe they're males, and the what's it called? Chetzi eved is chayiv because half of them is free, so he's chayiv to hear shofar. Right, the chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin is somebody who is owned by two masters, and one of them let him free, and the other one didn't, so he remains half an eved and half ben chorin. Tumtum eno motzi es mino, tumtum kemoso. A tumtum can't be motzi even a similar tumtum. Because every tumtum is different. Right? You don't know what he is. So sometimes you find out he's a man, sometimes you find out he's a woman. So it could be this tumtum's a woman and the other one's a man. It can't be motzi. Androgynous motzi mino, androgynous kamoso. But in androgynous, they're all the same. So an androgynous can be motzi, the other one, manavshach. If either women, then neither one's chayev. And if they're both men, then one can be motzi, the other. De'i boser zachris las l'shneim chayovim. An androgynous is a hermaphrodite. He's a guy who has both simone nachfus and zachrus. Is both of them. And therefore, the shaila is, which do we go? There's three different shitas. One holds a man, one is a woman. One holds that he's a berayah b'fnei asmo. He's a, whatever he is, right, he can be motzi, somebody like him. Either he's not, neither of them are chayev, or both of them are chayev. The ibos or zachrus as l'shneim chayovim. The ibos or nachfus as l'shneim peturim. Manavshah. Because if we consider either one a man, then both are men. If we consider either one a woman, both are women. So either he's motzi, or you don't need to be motzi. Misha chetzu evid, the loosi tzad avdis, the mashmiya umapik tzad cheiris de shomeya. The guy's chetzu evid, chetzu ben chorin, his tzad avdis can't be motzi, his tzad cheiris. Right? Even himself he can't be motzi. Because his tzad avdis is potter, and his tzad cheiris is chayef, he can't be motzi. Okay. Hochi garsinan, kohanim ulaviyim makdishim la'olam v'goalim la'olam. Zuhi girsus Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi. The girsa we have in the Gemara is the girsa of Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Ushar Rabosai Gorsim, Morkrim Le'olim V'Goalim La'olim. And others have the girsa Mokrim La'olim V'Goalim. No, that's the girsa we have. The other girsa was Makdishim La'olim and Goalim La'olim. Ushteya Mishnayis, same but the second is Arochin. Both of them are Mishnayis, so either one is true. Ubein Makdishin, Ubein Mokrim, Tarvayu Mishni Yaseirininu. Right? Both of them are unnecessary mishnayos, the fact that Magdishin and Mochrim. Ela Aydi, the Tana Hosum, Gabi Yisrael, Ein Magdishin with Nehayova, Pachas Mishte Shonim, Velo Goal in Achra Yova, Pachas Mishona. Right? The halacha is that a regular Yisrael can't be Magdish, his field, less than 2 years before Yova. Because it says, what's it called? The Pasuk says, a plural of years, when it speaks about Magdish Sadehu, right? You have to have at least 2 years left to Yovel. If it's less than 2 years, you can't be Makdish the Sada. Velo Goal in Achara Yovel, Pachas Mishana. And after the Yovel, you can't redeem the field less than 1 year after Yovel. That was, within that first year, you can't redeem the field. You have to give it a year. Tana Gabi Kohanim, Makdish of Goal. So it said by Kohanim that they could. But I did Tana Goal in Makdish and Gabi Hadodi, Tana Nomi Gabi Goal in the Mechira Mochrin La'olam. And since it said it by Makdishim, it said the same Lashon by Mochrim. V'hachi Mokim Meseches Arachin. That's what it says in Arachin. Umahu Goalim La'olam. What does that mean, Goalim La'olam? The Kohanim can always be Goel, whereas a regular Jew can't be Goel less than a year after Yovel. L'fisha Nemar B'Yisrael, B'mochr Bayis B'orei Choma. The halacha is by a Jew who sells his house that is in a walled city. Right, the halacha is that in a bate arichoma, just the opposite. If you don't redeem it the first year, after you sell it, it never goes back to you. You have to redeem it within the first year. And that's why the Gemara says that people used to hide themselves so the guy couldn't redeem his field, and that way it belongs to the buyer, and he never could, it never goes back during Yovel. So they made a takon that you could throw the money bal korcha and redeem it even if the guy wasn't home or whatever. Aval b'leviim geulas olam tiel leviim. By leviim they always can be goel even in batei orichoma. Well, if ishenemra b'Yisrael hamocher shnei achuza, by a Jew who sells a field, a field that he inherited, not that he bought, a field that he inherits, shnei achuza. The mispar shnei tvuos yimocher loch she'eno muter legal pachas mishteishon. They're just the opposite. Buy a bayis bebote orechoma, a house that's in a walled city. There, if you sell the house, okay, you can't redeem it, and you have to redeem it the first year. If you don't redeem it the first year, that's it, finished. It remains the property of the buyer forever. Never goes back in Yovel. By shtei achuza. Right, a field, not a house, a field that you inherited, not bought. Okay, and you sell that. So there, can't redeem it for 2 years. You have to leave it in the hands of the buyer for 2 years, and after 2 years, you could be goelit. Right. Shein amutu legal pachas mishtei shonim. You can't, no, just this. You can't be goelit if there's not 2 years left till the end of Yovel. You can only be goelit if there's 2 years left to the end of Yovel. Ava levim goelit miyad. And no, you can't be goelit. You can't be goelit less than 2 years. You have to wait 2 years, then you can be goelit, and levim can do it right away. Shenemar b'makdish de'achuza dim lo yigoel esasoda b'aylim u'mocher gizbra esasoda le'ishacher lo yigal ol de'liyotzik le'kohanim b'yovel. Right? And if he didn't redeem the field, right, if the owner didn't redeem the field, right, by makdish soda, then the gizbar, what's it called, they never could be goelit again, and it goes to, who gets it? The kohanim get it by yovel. Okay? That's why makdish soda. Okay, we're doing three different things so far. We're talking about selling a bias that's in a walled city. That's one halacha. That you must redeem the first year after you sell it. And if not, you can never redeem it again. It remains the property of the buyer. Then there's mocher soda. Okay? Mocher steachuza. That halacha is that you can't be goel the first 2 years after you sell it. You have to leave it for 2 years, and then you could be goelit. Then there's what's called a third halacha, makdish ve'achuza. They didn't sell it, you were makdish it. So now it's in the hands of the gizbar. So then, what's it called, if the owner is not goelit, then what's it called, the halacha is that it remains in the hands of hekdish, and the kohanim get it when yovel comes. It doesn't go back to the original owner. That's the third halacha. But Leviyim are goelim la'olam. They could be goel la'olam, right? First year by this halacha, the second year by this, the what's it called, within 2 years of the other halacha. Okay. V'haid da'amrin and hocha lesnu v'mitzvah yovel, koi amaktis sod da'achuza, v'lo goela. Right, what it means that the kohanim and Leviyim are not in the mitzvah of yovel doesn't mean the mitzvah of yovel doesn't apply to them. By most things, it does apply to them. It's specifically talking about maktis de'achuza. When you're makdish to stay achuza, so what happens to it, right? If you're not goelit, it doesn't go back to you in Yovel. It goes to the kohanim, okay? So normally if you sell a field and you're not goelit, eventually by Yovel it comes back to you. Okay, but makdish stay achuza, that's the case, right? A makdish stay achuza v'lo goelo, u'mochra gizbar, and the gizbar sold it. So then the halacha is it goes back to the kohanim in Yovel, not to the original owner. She'ein Yovel mafkia miyad ha-makdish, Im Levi hu kederach shemafkia miyad Yisrael. But what's it called? But Yovel does not take it out of the hands of the one who was makdish to begin with, right? That it should go not go back to him. It goes to the Kohanim. By Levi, if he was makdish, his steachuza, right? And Yovel comes back to him. Kamash belong Garcina, velo Garcina noy delesnu bashmatus karkos to havadi isnu. Right? There was another girsa in the Gemara. It also said that girsa too. That didn't say Komash Malon. No, it's not true. It's because the Maisa, since they have Shaykhs to most of the halachas of Yovel, so therefore halacha of Shofar applies to them too. Or that this halacha doesn't depend on Yovel altogether. But there was another Girsa that even though they don't have the halacha of Hashmatas Karkos, right, in other words, that the regular halacha of Karka going back to the original owner in Yovel doesn't apply to Kohanim. Rashi says, not true, it does. It's only this specific case of Makdish Steachuza that doesn't apply to Kohanim and Leviim. But if a Kohen sold his field that he has, or a Levi sold his field that he has in the Migrash around the Ore Leviim, then in Yovel it comes back to him. A regular case of Yovel applies to Kohanim and Leviim. To Avadi Isnu, Ben Shalach Kohen Yisrael, Machzirim B'Yovel, whether they bought a field from Israel that goes back to the Israel during Yovel, the Lonafki Leviim Michlal Kol Hamitzvos Ladinim. The Leviim are no different than anybody else when it comes to most dinim and halachas. Bein Shalachu Yisrael Mehen, right? Or if a Jew bought a field from a Levi, where does a Levi have fields in the Ori Halavim? Bein Shalachu Yisrael Mehen Min Alpayim Amash and Nitnu Lechutz Lareim Yotzei B'Yovel. Right? The Leviim have fields in the area around the Orei Halavim. So it's Yotzei B'Yovel. Vafilu bote o rechoma, she'ein chozum l'Yisrael b'yovel, chozum lahem. Right? However, bote o rechoma, which does not go back, if you didn't redeem it the first year, then it stays by the buyer, like we said, forever. But by a levi, there it goes back forever. Chozum lahem d'chsiv, the asher yigam and a levim, right? It's always geulas olam t'yelohem. They can always redeem it, and it always goes back during Yovel. So therefore, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is, the Gemara's hava mina was, since certain halachas of Yovel don't apply to Kohanim and Levim, I might think you have to have all the laws of Yovel applied to you equally in order to be chayiv and shofar. Kamash Malan, you don't need all the laws of shofar to apply to you.